Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about every enemy because we're afraid if we don't talk about every enemy, when we try to do a different show, we'll just fucking hear about how we didn't do every enemy. So fuck off. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined, as always, by a strategy employed by the bad guys in the Space Jam version of World War II, Gary Butterfield.
Whoa, there's a lot to unpack there.
That would be the Monstar Blitz.
Ah, yes. I was trying to think of Ring Fly as a strategy for
Gary,
Space
Jam.
No,
because we're not just doing Ring Fly. We're doing Monster Blitz. All these are going to be Monster Blitz based. And you're welcome, by the way, for you not having to come up with any of these for the final, like, 4 months of the show.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. The reason why we have to do monsters is because we said we would. And that's how podcasts work.
Okay, Gary, but, like, we've said a lot of things. On Blue Sky this week, we said we were going to do an entire extended character bit for the entire hour, and we didn't. We aren't.
We will.
What? Are we?
I think that since we said it was going to happen, it has to happen eventually on a long enough timeline.
All right, Gary, that means we also have to do that one where we go to Oaks Park.
I know. I'm presuming in this scenario we become, like, Lestats. And then we can do it.
I mean, just Gary, I gotta tell you right now, my Lestats are feeling pretty low.
I take Lestatin every day to lower my risk of heart attack.
Lower, but not eliminate.
Not eliminated. Yeah, I don't know. A couple of vamps out on the town at Oaks Park.
I mean, it's, you know, it's cloudy out today. We could probably manage it.
I would like to do the Oaks Park episode. I'll do the Raven's Manor episode. I'll do anything today. We have a mismatch in energies.
Yeah,
we're
no.
Manic Gary. It's great.
Gary, I have it on good authority that it's great.
Yeah, it's great. Gary's good times. Everything to Guppy.
Gary, we're continuing our efforts to at least say a sentence about every single monster in the video game The Binding of Isaac. A foolish thing that we've decided to do.
For several months.
That's what it's going to time out to, given that so far we've done, I think, like 30 out of the, maybe, it, no, less, 1, 2, 3, 4,
we
5,
keep slowing
6,
down,
8, 9, 10, 15, 16, 17,
in part
because
we keep
19,
counting
20,
them
21,
up after.
22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, we've done 37 so far.
Okay, we're halfway there.
And yeah, it's a surefire way to speed things up when all it does.
Yes.
Is
slow. It gets a lot of notes in that slow.
He's a bad man, by all accounts, but he can put a lot of notes into a
Wiggle syllable. John Popper. He turns into Wiggle John Popper there for a second when he does that bit, that specific note.
Yeah, and I will be suing him. Saying things in a Wiggle voice is my copyright.
Time lawyer.
This
will
one
Hughes.
Is Ring Fly.
Time lawyer Will Hughes, Ring Fly. It spins around.
Hey, Gary,
the ring.
Shut the fuck up for a second while I think about a time travel based Phoenix Wright game and just
I set you up with that really hard and you just Ring Fly shut me down.
Hey, buddy.
Because if you were going to sue John Popper, it'd be a time lawyer and you could be the time lawyer. You don't even need Phoenix Wright.
Hey, buddy, I need you to pack in about 10 seconds of extra response time to everything I do today. I'm going to push past your good ideas and then come back to them once they hit the part of me that feels anything.
I should pretend like we're recording and I'm in the International Space Station. And we just have 10 seconds of like solar flare related delay.
Yeah, or like you're in the cast of the film International Space Station.
Ooh, that's
Gary, are you aware that movie came out like a month ago?
No.
It was in theaters and everything, bud.
That's, you know, I saw a commercial, not a trailer, like a still ad for there being a new Ghostbusters movie this month.
Yeah, there is.
I hadn't heard about that until it's got stealth dropped like a Beyonce album or something. It's Ghostbusters versus ICE.
Yeah, so it's it's like
not immigration services. That'd be incredible. But
I mean, they do have a history of fighting the government. Walter Peck is mayor of New York in this new one. The man who famously has no dick.
He famously has no dick.
But yeah, Gary, that is definitely, you know, when you've made too many sequels, so you have to name them after an element.
Yes.
A phenomenon I mostly associate with video games. Like every now and then they'll just be like, no, we're just doing an ICE one this time.
you know, Pokemon made Fire
so
Red.
Many fucking ones.
I can't believe there's another Ghostbusters movie and I'm just hearing about it like a week before it comes out.
Yeah, it's a sequel to Little Kids Ghostbusters from a couple years ago.
I never saw. I don't give a shit about new Ghostbusters.
It's pretty hard to give a shit about the Ghostbusters that are made by the son of the Ghostbusters, man.
I can't care about a Ghostbusters that comes after or before Ghostbusters 2 or Ghostbusters Answer the Call.
I did. That is Answer the Call is a perfectly funny movie, you know?
I like Answer the Call.
Yeah.
It's my running bit of it being the two canonical Ghostbusters.
Yeah, and then Ghostbusters 2 has the best Ghostbusters related song.
It has a really great Ghostbusters related song. It has a really bonkers finale.
What do you think about it that is finale? That is bonkers. Gary, the words ain't coming good today.
That's okay. I'm on the space station. It's piloting the Statue of Liberty around with an NES Advantage.
Would you feel like it was less worrisome if it was a more advanced fight stick?
If they had used like a Mad Catz
for that,
we would have had a way worse movie.
Because like they would have done it for 5 minutes and then the stick would have started to drift.
Yep. And then they would have been lost at the bottom of the sea.
Gary, I don't want to get fucking sued by Mad Catz. There's video game based lawsuits flying around all over the place today.
They really are.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Ring Fit Adventure, Ring Fly. It's a fly that spins around a little ring and deals contact damage. But then we got Dart Fly.
Here's the thing with me right now. I don't trust my responses. So when you made that Ring Fit Adventure joke, I was like, that was dog shit, but in 10 seconds I might like it. But Gary, I waited the 10 seconds and it was still dog shit.
Well, wait another 10.
Okay.
Let's wait a second.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good, right? It accomplished the segue. It's not really a joke.
Yeah.
Sometimes, a segue has to be more segue. Sometimes it has to be more joke.
Yeah. That's actually like written in gold letters above the writer's room for every Paul Blart movie.
Yes. Sometimes those segues get him from point A to point B. Sometimes he just fat man fall down.
Fat man do fall down. Gary, what's Ring Fly
What does
do?
Dart Fly do?
Oh, shit.
So we said Ring Fly twice. What does Dart Fly do?
Can't
slow down this much.
Gary, we absolutely fucking can.
Get through four monsters. We've gone back to the old pace.
Yeah. Dart Flies just kind of aggressively move at Isaac. They try to predict his movements, it says, which is cool.
Yes.
The big issue with these is that when they're generated, they tend to be generated in bulk.
These guys and the next guys.
Yeah.
Segway.
They're yellow.
These are the little point guys.
Yeah, they're very... Like, the game uses color, in this case, to make you aware that these are a problem.
They also have never made a fly that looks like a fly in these kind of things. So at this point, why not just make them, like the color of peanut butter and the color of honey and stuff like that? Make them food flies.
I mean, a black dot with wings on it is a fly.
It's as close as this game gets to a fly.
Yeah. Didn't
they give them the beard? They give them the ball sack?
That's not a beard, by the way. That's his big-ass body.
It looks so much like a beard.
I know, man. I know you feel that way. And I didn't push you on it last week because I was in a better mood.
Yeah, I appreciate that. This is the other one that swarms together, the Swarmfly. These guys, a big group, tightly clustered, follow Isaac around.
Yeah, I think these have slightly less health.
Yes, because they come in huge, huge amounts.
Yeah. The next one, bad news, Gary, voices carry with this fly.
Yes. Hush.
Fly.
Carry on now. Voices carry. This is the fly that gets spit out of Hush, the monster. They fly and form, according to the wiki, certain patterns.
Which is to say, mostly rings or zigzags, if memory serves.
Yes.
These are durable little fuckers. Yeah.
Yes. Very durable, but they're not my least favorite fly in the game, which is the next fly.
Yeah. Is it because it's named for me or because it makes you think of the Willow TV show?
It's my least favorite because it makes me think of missing the Willow TV show.
Yeah. Gary, what's your favorite episode of the Willow TV show that you definitely watched?
All of them that I imagine every night in bed. I never got, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, Gary.
I know it's stupid, but
real quick, pitch me a spec script for the Willow TV show.
Okay. I know, and I'm going to go a different way than the way they went with it.
Sure, of course.
Okay. We start off on a big ashy wasteland.
Okay.
We see a skull on the ground. It looks like a human skull. Close up. It zooms out. It's one of the brownie's skulls, and a big boot comes down and smashes it. We pan up. It's a willow that they've made out of roots, branches, and technology to create a willow golem.
Okay.
Based on him as an eternal protector. Camera pans out even further. We're in the ruins of Mythdranor. No, Mythdranor is Forgotten Realms. We're in the ruins of Terras Lee.
It really it does it really makes me happy that you got that wrong, because if you had just pulled the location from Willow first time blind pull from the bag, I would have fucking lost my mind.
I did pull it on the second try.
I know. That's still bad. I'm just saying, no, it's still bad.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to get myself too far off the hook. But I knew Terras Lee.
If you had gotten it first try, the urge to bully would have made my head pop off of my neck. Like one of those fucking, I think they're from Thailand vampires.
Yes. Or like just, the King of the Moon in Baron Munchausen, and you'd fly over to my house and eradicate me.
Ooh. But then I'd be then I'd give you some advice about how to end your life.
You probably would. He was always doing that. But yeah, so this is going to be a series about
gay voices, and he always told you to end your life.
and sometimes at the same time. It was problematic on multiple different levels.
Gary,
but anyway, this is about a kind of magical
real quick
golem.
Question. Do you think, I know I can get weird on this topic. Do you think during the last day of his life, Robin Williams did any impressions?
I think probably some senior Wenceslas ended up in there.
I think if you spend 10,000 days of your life doing that, I don't think you can do it on the last one. I don't think you can stop on the last one.
Yeah, I think when they say people die as they lived, that's what they mean. Like, I think there's probably a little bit of, or maybe like a Goodbye Vietnam.
Yeah, you know,
I
can
see a bunch
movie,
of different voices.
Okay.
No, he would say goodbye because he's killing himself. Well,
okay, Gary.
I know that's not the name of the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. As the number one person horned in on the tragic suicide of Robin Williams, I'm going to need you to be quicker on the pickup on Robin Williams' suicide jokes.
So, Gary, my Willow would be friends, but instead of Ross, Willow is there.
I like that.
He and Rachel have a seasons-long romantic buildup.
I was going to say that might get me to watch Friends, but Willow content didn't get me to watch Willow.
Yeah.
So why would that get me to watch Friends? Yeah.
No, the Willow Fly. Magic was in your finger now.
The Willow, are these little fireflies that circle around you at a distance?
You could have just
and then
clapped.
Light up
Your
and fire a shot at you.
The ability to make clap sounds.
Oh. I was using my hand for something else.
Oh, God damn it, Gary. Not again.
I know. I had my finger on the mouse scrolling down the wiki. And in my other hand, I had a bottle of water.
This is Portland the worst Alanis Morissette song. Water.
I got a scrolling a wiki. On one hand, I'm scrolling a wiki.
Man, Gary, your Alanis is getting better and better. That's what we should have done, is me as me and you as Alanis for the entire episode.
It's real similar to my Dave Matthews. I think of them both as cracking their voice a lot.
That's not your fault.
I needed to drink that water pretty bad.
Because we got to talk about this. The only fly in this game, I would argue, that can kill you pretty regularly.
Yeah, the Willow spins around you and then shoots shots at you. And he's locked in orbit of you.
Yeah, these tend to come in groups of three or four, so they will lock in orbit around you. If you move, they move with you. They invade your orbital ring, which is a wild thing for a fly to do.
A really cool idea. And consequently, because you shoot on the, you know, on the cardinals, difficult to hit. They move pretty quick. They move with you, and they always are paired with other shit in the room.
Yeah.
So they're just kind of this constant hazard. And the shots are going to come from pretty close. They orbit fairly close.
Yeah, if you have a decent turn of speed, you can still dodge them, but it's a big attention tax, and they take more hits than you want them to take. I feel like these could take one hit, and they'd still be a pretty interesting challenge.
I think so, too. Because they orbit around you, there's cool things you can do, like maneuver them into fires.
Mm-hmm.
I do that a lot, because they're a pain in the ass to hit otherwise. There are also certain kinds of items and tier effects that will make these very difficult.
Yes.
To hit. So like Tiny Planet creates a ring of tiers that is outside of the ring of these things.
Yep.
So you can make it happen, but it's annoying.
Yes.
To do.
They are they're literally the only fly that's ever killed me. They're so bad that there's a boss version of this.
Yes. Using Epicac, you'll always blow yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
This is the hardest fly in the game.
Gary, I thought about this next fly, but my dad said you're fucking high.
So you joined a band instead. The army fly or peanut butter fly. These guys march in formation.
Where are you getting that from?
The color? No.
They're green.
Okay. What color is peanut butter?
Uh-oh. Oh, jeez. I don't know if I'm ready to take on this kind of paternal role on you, man. Gary, do you trust me to be the arbiter of color for you?
No, it's something I got married for a reason.
Gary, why did you call these peanut butter flies?
Because I thought that was the color of peanut butter. They look like the color of peanut butter to me.
Oh, okay. No, this is fair. You have a disability. These are bright green.
Okay.
Peanut butter is dull brown. These could not look to a person with all the rods and cones. These could not look less like peanut butter if they tried.
The bright part of them doesn't look like peanut butter, but the shadow part looks like, so it looks like peanut butter that is having light shown on it. Like say peanut butter is trying to escape Alcatraz.
Oh man. If The Rock, The Rock isn't an escape movie. They have to break in. That's kind of the whole conceit. But if it was Nick Cage and a big jar of peanut butter?
Yeah. Into it.
Losers try. Winners go home and fuck a big jar of me.
I stick the dick in the jiffy.
Our Connerys
losers
really
like
good.
To get there.
Gary, we should have done this episode as Duel and Connerys.
Duel and Connerys? Okay.
So I want to be very clear. We're talking about army fly, right? Right
after Willow. Fucking peanut butter. Oh yeah, army fly. They march in place. They move on the cardinals, and they move in formation. Disciplined.
This one's tough on me, man. I'm not trying to like highlight the disability. It's just realizing how different your color perception is from mine is because this is like one of the most vibrantly bright ones of these.
It's just not how it works, man.
I know. Yeah.
It's one of life's little mysteries here.
Yeah, you know? I would feel bad if you were full blind and I was doing this, but.
Yeah, I understand it's not a real thing. It's a real thing, but I'm comparatively very lucky.
What do stoplights look like to you?
Stoplights look right, but the green light doesn't look green to me. It looks like weird, dingy white. But I can tell the difference between them.
So you just can't see green?
No, it's not that. It's complicated. It's like certain, because colors are all made of other colors.
Whoa, so like I'm slow missing. Down. Slow down. I'm coming off of not enough sleep, man. Slow that down for me. Do you have some sort of chart I can look at?
Yeah. It's one of the most famous charts in the world. Like
okay,
green being made of
real
blue
quick,
and yellow.
List of the five most famous charts.
the Billboard Top 100.
Yep.
Well, IGN's top 100 games of all time.
Yep.
The GameFAQs yearly best game of all time.
Sure. The color one. And then the magnet chart.
The color chart. And then, or the chart with the big E at the top. The E chart. At the eye doctor.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, like, if green is yellow and blue, it's not that I can't see green. It's that I can't see as much of the component parts. So it makes it look different.
Okay.
To me.
Yeah, Gary, I'm sorry to put so much focus on this. You really caught me off guard, man.
I'm a strong proton, if you want to look it up. That is the official name for my color blindness. If in games where they have the selection, I select strong proton.
Gary, I'm so glad that you can now be described as a second strong thing after second choice.
And disappointment.
Yeah.
Strong disappointment. Very few people have expectations for me. I think I probably disappoint people pretty rarely because I don't think people have very many expectations for
me. Gary, I can't remember the last time you disappointed me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's a good thing, right?
It's a thing. Gary, what's Ultra Famine Fly do?
Oh, Ultra Famine Fly. We're getting into it now. This guy flies at you after a delay and will deal contact damage. And this is another boss fly. This pops out of Ultra Famine.
Yeah, so this is, you will only encounter this during the run-up to the beast fight.
Yes. Same thing with the Ultra Pestilence Fly, which swarms around Ultra Pestilence blocking shots.
I would say it moves in patterns, Gary.
Certain, I would say so as well. Certain patterns.
Patterns.
Yes. Certain patterns. Uncertain patterns. Now, there we're cooking with gas. We got another one here. The Bomb Fly.
It's actually Fly
this
Bomb.
This guy's rare.
It's Fly Bomb.
Fly Bomb, thank you. Rare. He's a little bomb with wings. He's real cute.
And you might think these would explode, but they don't. They just turn into tiny bombs upon death.
Yes.
Which then do explode. Yeah.
Yes. And then the Eternal Bomb Fly. These guys will orbit a boom fly. Fly bomb. Why do I keep doing that?
I don't know. It's very easy. It's an easy thing to transpose. We already have boom flies, but now we have fly bomb.
Yeah, it's true. Fly bomb. These will be spawned by the horny boys. Us. And they orbit a boom fly, and then once it's killed, they turn into a bomb.
Gary,
and
I report boom fly, with...
These things cannot die.
Can I tell you it brings me no joy to report what I'm about to report?
What's that?
Trace Horny Boys is the fan/official nickname for the characters from the Adventure Zone, the McElroy Show.
Trace Horny Boys?
Yeah.
Oh, like three, not yeah. Trace, like, yeah. Like Inker. Okay. Yeah, are they particularly horny?
No.
No? What's where's it come from? What's the deal?
I do not recall.
Ah, fuck. Well, thank you for letting me know.
Just if we call ourselves the Horny Boys, people are going to assume it's a McElroy reference.
I appreciate the heads up, sincerely.
Yeah.
I was referencing The Boss and The Binding of Isaac for any listeners.
Yeah, of course. Which, of course, is a reference to The Adventure Zone, I'm sure.
Could be. At this point, and at some point, the McElroys will be in trouble for the amount of comedy colonization they've done. But we're not there yet.
Gary, so. I every day I wake up and I check the news to see if, for you, the internet has turned truly on the McElroys. And I pray.
They got real close a little bit ago. Like the internet got close to turning on them, but not quite.
Yeah, the thing is that they're just too good and funny.
Well, they should retire, though. They've already colonized enough stuff, is my point.
Okay.
Go out while you're on top.
Yeah. I'm excited for us to be on top. Are we on top right now? Is this top?
No. It's better than we were.
Gary, what do you think is the best episode of Guppy that we should have gone out on?
Ooh. Bloody Penny.
That's a bad one, actually. It's very bad. You do a lot episode. Of jokes that I wasn't comfortable with then and am now feel tied to now.
That's a great episode. That's why we should have went on it. I don't know. Cat's Commentary, maybe? That's pretty fun.
Gary,
that's
a I don't think we've made
a splashy event.
I know I raised this topic. I don't know that we've made a good one yet.
No? You think we're still working on it?
I think could one of these days we're going to do a good Guppy and people are going to be like, oh, okay, that's what they were aiming for.
Mm-hmm. You said to give us a lot of chances.
Yeah.
Which is why pencils have erasers. Like, it's okay.
I don't think that is why pencils have erasers. I think that just people would get mad at the pencil company if they didn't put them on there.
It
I
does
bet
seem
if you're a pencil
like
company, you get really mad that you have to fucking have a whole different infrastructure.
I'm not an eraser company.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There are eraser companies. I would, every day I'd wake up and be like, motherfucker, why do I have to have access to rubber to make my pencils?
What if you were an eraser company and you were mad at pencils for giving it away for free?
Oh my God, I'd be so fucking mad. I'd be like, every
because there are just eraser companies.
Although let's admit the erasers are parasites on the pencils. If there were no pencils, you wouldn't need erasers.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. That is
they're job creators.
I guess they are, Gary. I guess that's how this big old wheel called capitalism does keep spinning around, grinding us down and lifting us back up. It's beautiful when you think about it.
Yeah. Just only me down. What does the sucker do?
It's so good to have Alanis just on tap.
Yeah. Now that Dave Coulier didn't get a chance to say for very long. What does the sucker say?
She was underage, man. That's not cool.
Was she?
I have no fucking clue. Honestly, she was young. She was younger than him.
It's a reaction.
What?
Because it greatly it changes a lot, man.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, I'm not arguing that it doesn't.
Like, just be like, oh, like, no, just reflex. She was underage. Was she? I don't know.
She was young.
I'm not saying that the power dynamics and the Dave Coulier, Alanis Morissette.
No one should have sex if they met on the set of a Nickelodeon show.
100%. I'm not saying the power dynamics in that were equal. Just saying. I would want to know if
okay,
if
she was
underage.
Not
that
underage.
Change
she
the
was 18, but he was 15 years older than her.
Gross. Super gross.
That's just, I don't know. God, you're just filming Cut It Out, and you see an 18-year-old girl standing there. You're like, yeah, I guess I'll have sex with that person.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Dave Coulier. You cut it out. Don't do the woodchuck voice on your way out.
No. Do you think he did the woodchuck voice during?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, too. The sucker. This guy flies towards Isaac. He's big, big boy. And splits into four shots in the cardinal directions upon death.
Yeah, this is one of the one of them enemies that does a bad thing to you when it dies that makes ice such a useful effect because it shuts that shit down.
Yes. Yep. So yeah, after you kill, you have to dodge. Unlike the spit, who walks around and just horps up Epicac shots at you. You don't have to worry about their death, but they will blow things up.
And then, one of the things about this game having so many enemies being added in weird staggered fashions is that they really fuck up the theming on the names sometimes. So the first one of these, because these are all, the next three are, what does spit like look like to you, Gary? Does it look like peanut butter?
Kind of like peanut butter.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Kind of like the dark part of that peanut butter.
Okay, yeah. That is
peanut butter without light on it.
Yeah, this is still a dull green, by the way. Okay. So we have sucker. And then the next two are spit and ink, which are both fluids. Feels like sucker should be changed to something else.
Yeah, spewer. Something like that.
Well, no, because the other two are named after fluids, not actions.
Got you. Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Blood, spit, and ink?
Spitting is an action. It's just not a gerund or whatever, you know, with an ER. And ink could be an action. A squid inks something. You can ink something.
Gary, you know that that's, like, fairly... I get what you're saying, but it's not what anybody thinks of when they think about ink.
That is true.
Be reasonable, please, Gary.
The real thing is that
in the entire run of this show, can you try to be a reasonable man?
I am.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because I want to say a thing I just realized.
Okay, say your thing.
The spitter does spit, and the inker does ink. Why is the sucker called that when it doesn't suck? Nothing it does involves its verb.
I mean, the best I can do is that it suckers you into killing it so it can explode to hurt you.
I guess that's kind of, you know what? You got me.
Gary, if there's one thing I'm good at, there isn't. Yes. So ink, when you, it shoots out, it shoots for one thing, but also it leaves puddles of slowing black creep upon death.
Yep. That's no real big deal.
The fact that it shoots is kind of a pain in the ass.
Shooting is the pain in the ass. The death effect is no big deal. Next up, the soul sucker. This is the very bloated guy who explodes into a quad brimstone upon death. And these guys always spawn in groups, and they chain react.
Yeah. When enemies create brimstones, they tend to also hit other enemies with them.
Yes. And when those enemies create brimstones, Oodalali, you're playing Bomberman.
That's my favorite line from a Beatles song.
Oodalali, then you're playing Bomberman?
Yeah.
Oodalali, then you're playing Bomberman.
if they sang that in fucking what's the one Mr. Flat Top, he go cruising on slowly, whichever.
Come Together.
Yeah, if they sang Ooda Lolly, you playing Bomberman now in the midst of that, you would never know.
Playing Bomberman, you cardinal direction, and you ride a dino, and you
got hair down below my fleas.
Playing all these games on a TurboGrafx 16.
Really one of the worst songs a human being has ever written.
It's really annoying.
I hate Come Together so much. That is the most fucking obnoxious song.
If I were one of the people tapped to create one of these four Beatles movies mm-hmm. that they're going to make for the Beatles cinematic universe, I would start fucking with the lyrics in the songs. See if anyone would notice.
Gary, have you ever wondered what it'd be like if you woke up one morning and you were the only person who remembered the Beatles?
It wouldn't change my life that much.
No, you don't think you'd try like to recreate that much. Their songs and stuff?
It'd be a little weird for a little bit. But I don't know that I remember how to make them. And I don't like the Beatles that much. I like the Beatles, but I don't love the Beatles. So yeah, I don't think it would change my life that much.
The premise
I mean, I guess
him,
I'd like the paycheck, but... You know.
Him figuring out that that's what's happens in that movie, mm-hmm. I believe, very, very quickly. And you really have to be living a life where you reference the Beatles a lot for that to happen.
I go weeks without thinking about the Beatles or seeing a Beatles reference.
Which would be a much more interesting and insidious film, right?
Oh, like, super insidious, yeah.
Just realizing that weeks ago, something was erased from the world?
It would be, it's almost like an improv game. Like, we'll go in the bedroom, everybody else, we're going to pretend like a certain thing is reality. And then you would come out, and we'd all be pretending like we didn't know who the Beatles were, and the game would never end. It'd be a horrible prompt for this party game.
Gary, mm-hmm. It sounds like you just want to gaslight me.
Well, that
I already
would be
have
the point
a hard
of the
enough
game.
Time at parties, Gary.
I know. That would be what the game would be like.
I know.
Be a gaslighting game. It's the same thing with that playing card on the forehead game. You know?
I guess so, yeah. But like, it would be like if the Chair Society suddenly didn't exist, right?
Yeah. Ludicrous.
Gary, come absolutely on. You could have played along with my little joke there.
I know. I got distracted.
What did you I'm get sorry. Distracted by?
I was looking for my shoes.
No, man. You don't need your shoes. You're podcasting. It's the most sedentary lifestyle available.
I know, but I couldn't remember if I put them in here or I took them off by the door.
Gary, are they in the room with you, right? Are the shoes in
no.
the room with you, right? No. Okay.
That's why
they're
I had to check.
By the fucking door.
Yeah, I processed illumination. I got there as well, but it just, I had to do the work, you know?
Gary, can we acknowledge that I tried to come up with a band that no longer exists and all I could come up with is the fucking Chair Society?
I didn't know it was a band that didn't exist. I thought it was a reference to another kind of gaslighting thing.
No, but the Chair man, Society I was coming up with a fake band, but it's hard to come up with a fake band because band names are all bad.
The Chair Society is a rough one. It no, did not sound like a band to
okay,
me.
Okay, real fast. Come up with a fake band that doesn't exist.
Wodridge? The evil Modridge?
You're not playing in the space, and it sucks.
I'm looking you're for my socks.
No, come on!
I'm just kidding. That's not true.
I know as a diabetic man, feet care is essential, but still.
I'm sorry, Will. I'm sorry for not picking up what you're putting down. Early in the green room, you're talking about how you're on the space station or I'm on the space station or whatever, having the delay. I'm also a little fuzzy today. I apologize for not picking up when you finally got to a thing. It's bad timing.
When you finally got to a thing. Gary, I demand a redo on the joke.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone, it'd be like if I woke up one morning and I was the only person who remembered the Chair Society.
Who?
That's all I fucking needed, man. I needed one deadpan who. That's all I fucking need in this life.
I just threw it to you.
An inch of rope with which to hang myself. Which is, what if I'd said that in like a funny gay voice, huh?
That would have been the, just like the fateful day. What day did that happen on? Is this the anniversary of it?
I don't know, Gary. I do think, I've mentioned this before, I think I'm fixated on it because of my dad's own efforts to end himself. So I take it real personal, I think, is why. Yeah. And then also not enjoying much of the man's work.
I'm going to get you a cameo on the anniversary of the day.
That would be that's from, not true. From who?
Filtering for too dark. Probably the lead singer of Gwar.
Okay, great. Was too dark his daughter?
Yes. That was the only answer that popped into my head. Yeah, and I was like,
I'm going to say, don't do that.
Yeah, that would be, that crosses the line to actual monstrous.
Yeah, but if you went to some, like, you know, there's that, like, class of comedians who's in, quote unquote, comedians whose whole thing is they're on Cameo for $5 a pop.
Yeah.
And tell him, my friend's really struggling with the anniversary of Robin Williams' suicide. I bet you could get a bite on that.
I 1,000% could. I did that. I sorted Cameo cheapest to most expensive and got Cola Cameo every holiday during a year.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was great. I could find, you know, some comedian and just be like, he's really broken up about it. 100%.
He'd love if you could do your impression to kind of remember.
Of his impression. That'd be great.
Remember they made that short film where that guy just did a Robin Williams impression?
I do remember that.
And then that's the same people who did the Pauly Shore, Richard Simmons thing.
Yes. Which Richard Simmons has a really great reaction to, which is, I don't want to do this. I'm done.
Yep.
Like, I'm out. Let me be out.
Hey, Gary, Mama Fly.
Mama Fly. I haven't thought of these guys a lot. This is a corpse enemy. This one stays away from Isaac, and then six pustules on the ground, which pustules will create maggots.
Yeah.
We talked about maggots. Maggots are not aggressive. They die really quickly. It's kind of the visual background enemy for the corpse.
Yeah. They are kind of crowd control, though. They will cut you off from areas of the room.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the worst thing they can do. With the corpse still weirdly being a little bit easier than, like, the scarred womb for some reason.
And then the next one is a favorite of our old pal Wolverine.
Yeah.
It's Bulb.
Bulb. These guys are annoying. They're not here to hurt you. They're here to annoy you.
And potentially totally ruin something for you.
Yeah, they can absolutely ruin your lunch. These are the guys that steal your item charges.
Yes, these are they move very quickly. They zip around. And then if they touch you, so if you don't have any charge in your active item, they don't do anything and they're dull. But if you have any charge in your active item, they light up and they come and try to touch you to take the charge from it.
Yes. In my greed mode journeys, this has encouraged lots of fun panicked rerolls. I walk into the room. I'm not sure if I want to reroll, but these guys set on me and I think they're going to hit me. So I have to decide in like a split second if I'm going to reroll. Very fun. But annoying. And then once they're full, they also get docile and they glow. So they are literally sucking the charge from you.
Yeah,
a nice little design.
These next ones are a reference to the Vin Diesel movie Bloodshot, I believe.
Okay. Isn't that in the... Bloodshot's a comic book movie.
Bloodshot is a comic book movie, but it's in the Valiant universe, I think.
Yeah. It's like the Plasm and Solar Man of the Atom sphere. Yeah. Bloodfly.
And Hope. People like that Hope comic.
I've heard good things about the Hope comic, but I haven't read it.
Yeah.
You know what I read recently again?
Gary, tell me what you've read recently again.
The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, how's that go down in 2024?
Not great.
Yeah,
I remembered liking it, and I was trying to remember a detail of it, and I was like, I could look this up, but I don't. But I'm just gonna read it instead. Because what else am I gonna do?
The thing I mostly ever remember about that comic is that iconic scene where the Joker is there. He's like, hey, what do I? Hey, do I? What am I? I'm going to spin the net. And then, yeah.
does a kind of a gay voice.
It dips in there for a couple seconds, and then it's Preacher, and then it's Jack Nicholson, and then he snaps his own neck.
Yes. That's what I was trying to remember was the neck snapping scene.
Really?
Because there's dialogue that I was trying to reconcile to a memory. There's dialogue that implies that Batman does it, but this was a false flag. I remembered him snapping his own neck.
Yeah.
And I remember the dialogue and I was like, what happened to that? I haven't read that since I was like 20.
Yeah. Batman almost snaps his neck and stops himself. And then Joker's like, no, you still get the reputation for snapping my neck.
Yep.
And snaps his neck.
It's an exceedingly fascist comic.
Yeah.
The politics are rancid.
Yeah. Frank Miller wrote it.
I mean, I knew that by reputation, but I did not have the vocabulary when I read it the first time. like, to understand what it was doing exactly. So it was going back on it with fresh eyes that felt different.
Yeah, lots of references to 80s TV.
And it's really good when some kind of Superman comes and takes control of everything.
Sure.
Not literally Superman, but some kind of like Ubermensch who fights crime and gets results is always good, kind of regardless of civil rights. And all of our institutions care more about coddling criminals than they do about regular people.
Yeah. Weirdly, for a Frank Miller comic, it's great looking with absolutely rancid politics and writing.
Yes.
Weird, right?
Yeah. Super weird. I wasn't expecting, like, I don't, you know, give me some credit. Like, I wasn't expecting to come back and think it was like super good or anything. I was just curious.
Gary, I'm not giving you shit about it.
Yeah, I do. I knew he was a shit.
I don't think you're Frank Miller.
I'm not Frank Miller.
Gary, if you told me right now that you've been mm-hmm. Frank Miller this whole time, I would believe you and accept you.
I wouldn't do that to you. Okay. I did ghostwrite Holy Terror, Batman Holy Terror, though.
Who didn't? Who doesn't have a couple lines in that?
We all have a couple credits on that.
I invented Jihad Riddler.
Yeah. Jihad Riddler, yeah. Now with Bellatro, rare Jokers like that, like Jihad Joker mm-hmm. has a whole, I'm thinking about what mechanics it would have.
Oh, yeah, the meta around Jihad Joker is really, really interesting.
Especially right now, the optics are not great. What does the Bloodfly do?
Oh, it spawned only after a pustule bursts. It flies mm-hmm. around and shoots at you. It's not a particular. It's kind of durable, and it's a little hard to shoot, but it's not that interesting.
We're getting into one of the worst ones again, though. We get a lot of bad enemies in this. Just nasty enemies.
Nasty, yes.
Nasty. The Tainted Sucker. All of the tainted enemies are really problematic.
Yeah, you only you generally only encounter these on the trip up to home.
And only as you get closer, really, to the front.
Yeah.
This isn't the worst one. We're going to get to the Tainted Hopper at some point in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
But this guy is a real pain. Really sturdy. Fires bursts of 6 bloodshots and explodes into 6 bloodshots.
Yeah.
So kind of an upgraded sucker. But just very durable.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Yeah. Is this and the Tainted Pooter, which we're going to get to in a minute, are incredibly tanky.
Yes. And it makes them a huge pain in the ass because they're in a room with, like, sometimes with bosses.
Yeah.
You know, you're fighting this in 2 monstros. But not so bad is the regular Pooter.
Which obviously has a big long beard. We can both agree that is not the fly's body hanging, like, fat with meat hanging down below it. Even though, Gary, look at Super Pooter's.
It's simply the wrong color for a fly's body.
Gary, look down. Do you think Super Pooter is just wearing a bigger beard?
I think Super Pooter has a gigantic cartoon nutsack.
But don't you see how that's just an exaggeration of the Pooter design?
Yeah, but it's a different color.
How the fuck would you know?
Is it?
They're different colors.
Yes, you have no understanding of my eyes. They're right next to each other. I can tell the difference that they're different. I can't necessarily identify them.
But yeah, so. These are both flies with bodies hanging down from them, one of which is swollen.
It just looks like a beard to me. Because this, if you take away the beard, it's just a regular fly, basically. Sure. You know? So that fly also had a body. It was just implied. It was like behind the eye part.
You know? Yeah, Gary, I mean, you're not wrong.
Imagine a 3D fly.
It's on the game for representing fly bodies in different ways.
Yes.
I'm trying to find a way this isn't your fucking fault, man, but it's hard. It's an unnatural way for my brain to try to bend. It's kind of the opposite of the comedy of the show.
It looks like a beard. This guy slowly drifts towards you, shooting every once in a while.
Yeah. We talked too much about... Gary, we're being very inefficient here. We've only done... Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6,
next comes 6,
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Actually, fuck me, Gary. We've done 19. We're going
this
to,
episode.
Yeah.
Whoa, let's slow it down.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Let's get the hook in here. Not the hook. The runaround.
Oh,
fuck. I'm going to get turned out of the Pauper Society.
Poor, who? Por qué no los dos?
Why not do two?
Yeah, why not do Hook and Runaround?
What if I did those both at the same time during karaoke, Gary? Would you love me then?
What if we, I mean, if you were capable of doing it, I think that'd be really slick and impossible.
Yeah.
And I would love it. I would like to hear the mashup between those two songs.
I think I've reached the point where I've done Hook enough times around you that you'll leave the room the next time I do it at karaoke.
Nah. I'll never leave during your crowning moment of glory.
It's the only thing I'm good at it. I'm not that good at it.
No, you're pretty good at it. The times I leave the room for karaoke are for things I genuinely really dislike.
Sure.
And it probably seems like I dislike all kinds of music, but there's levels, you know? Like Hook. I'm not a big fan of Hook, you know, at this point, but I'm okay with Hook. I got no problem with Hook. It's not, there are certain like Meatloaf songs.
Uh-huh.
You'll do where I'm like, I can't handle this much Meatloaf right now.
Gary, I need a little bit of grace here. I have done one Meatloaf song in front of you at karaoke, and I did it by prefacing it by wanting to show you what the worst karaoke song was.
That is true. I'll give you that credit.
Once I
feel like I've seen you do multiple Meatloaf songs, but I might be misremembering.
No, Bad Out of Hell is just that long, buddy.
It feels like it's really, like it's still going on. It's multiple songs. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. And that was, you did that for me. I sat down and watched it. But if you do that again, I'm like, Bad Out of Hell is like 1,000 years long. I don't like this song very much.
Well, but Gary, what if instead I do Paradise by the Dashboard Light, including the baseball patter parts?
That would be funny to me once. I guess with Meatloaf, I will watch them once.
Gary, the only thing I want to do when I'm doing karaoke is not incur your judgment.
You're not really incurring my judgment. It's the nature. It's fine. I just
want you to love me, Gary.
I do love you.
Gary, it's all I need.
Sweaty little goblin.
No, this is just emotional honesty, as I need you to approve of everything I do and love me.
I approve of almost everything you do.
Gary, name the things in my you don't approve of so I can change them.
Okay. Number one, we got to do something about that outfit.
I'm wearing pajamas.
Well, no longer. Strip down.
I'm not going. I thought for a second I was like, I could, but then that gets, if I actually get my dick out because you told me to, I think our relationship I think we do have to hire an HR person.
We earn a tag at that point.
Yeah, certainly.
That's no good. That does change our rankings.
And you probably wouldn't even notice, because suddenly you're like, where are my gloves?
Yeah. I'm not nude. I'll let you know that.
Gary, thanks for the heads up.
I'm in my underwear.
Well, sure. Yeah, who isn't? Yeah. Me. I'm in pajamas.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't wearing pajamas. One of the things, a nice little hack, when Liv gets up and goes to work, I ask her to turn the heat up.
Uh-huh.
I would tell someone to get out of bed, because otherwise it's too cold and I'm tempted to stay in bed.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Isn't it nice to have spouses who work real jobs?
It's pretty sweet.
They go places.
Actually, it's really nice.
Bring home money, and they're up before you.
I bring home money. But it is very
what,
nice.
Buddy?
I said I bring home money.
From the podcast? You know.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
It is cute. It's. I'm a rare duck.
What?
I said I'm a rare duck.
You mean like a duck feed duck, or you're ducking the question? I'm curious.
Neither. I'm just not a whole lot of people make money from the podcast, I'll say.
Gary, that's true. It's almost like you have a dream job that you should be incredibly grateful for.
I am. I do, and I endeavor to be. There,
Gary,
we go.
Can you just express your full gratitude for to the duck feed audience right now, where they'll definitely hear it 50 minutes into the lowest energy episode I've ever produced in this show?
Yeah. If you're still listening, I want to thank you personally.
Yeah.
This is a dream job. I never thought it would work out for me like this. I just assumed that I was going to work some kind of clerical bullshit job for my entire life. A white collar job that paid poorly and maybe had good benefits if I lucked into a university. And that was my career path, and it sucked. I did not like it.
And now, Gary, just real quick, can you express your joy in the community you found on Blue Sky?
Blue Sky, you're on thin ice.
It seems like the ice might be pretty thin there, buddy.
Ice is a little thin. Yeah. People are annoying. Nobody is being reply guy. It's just it's turning into Twitter, and I'm getting all the same bad habits and bad feelings.
Yeah, you know you can unfollow those people, right?
I know, but sometimes they're funny, and then I also have that weird sense of like responsibility feeling that I don't understand.
Yeah, I just I unfollowed Pixelated Boat because there was all that fucking toothpaste stuff. Like, I don't need to know about this. You're putting this on my timeline that I'm just doing to see jokes.
Yeah. No, you're right. You do it right. You are correct. But part of it, Gary's wrapped up in the idea that I shouldn't have a reaction. I don't know how human this is, but I won't let myself have the reaction. I'll be like, I shouldn't have this reaction. Maybe I'll change about something like that. So something like that will just be annoying and will feel bad. And I'll be like, I don't want this. This feels bad. But maybe I should want it.
Yeah, I do understand that. I get Twitter can often put a compulsive thought in my head that I do not enjoy. Like, I have a reaction to something and it turns into a compulsive thought, and it's usually about something you've said, and then I express it through the podcast like a week later. Have you considered doing podcasts with these people?
I should probably do that.
It's like having a conversation, but you're not accountable for the things you say.
I like that part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like being accountable. Yeah, I don't know. I also, Gary's got a bad brain where, like, I'll get real wrapped around the axle and things are just unbelievably stupid and don't matter. And I'm just like, I know this is stupid. This doesn't matter. But I have this compulsive thought. It's bad.
Yeah, I need to know who's actually, or part of my body needs to know who's in the wrong about the death of the share zone.
Yes. There's part of that for sure, you know, as a thing. And it's like, I do want to know. And I read the things and I'm like, I'm not happier for having known this.
No.
I'm not. I don't know. It's a weird thing.
The Wikipedia summary for the movie ISS.
There's a movie called ISS, huh? How about, call me when there's a movie called RSS for podcasters. Yeah.
Gary, if they can't make a movie about podcasters, right? I guess that's Justin Long's a podcaster in that Walrus movie.
In Tusk.
Yeah.
And the Friday the 13th reboot starts with a podcaster getting access to the asylum to interview Michael Myers.
That's good.
Halloween. Halloween, yes. Yeah, not Friday the 13th. Halloween. Thank you.
And of course, there's Only Murders in the Building, but that's a TV show. TV shows are garbage anyway.
Only Murders in the Building has to do with podcasting?
It's a podcast. That's the name of their podcast. It's a true crime podcast.
I see. I saw all those old guys and I was like, I don't want to do this.
Old guys are pretty good.
They're good old guys. I'm in favor of them and stuff. It just seemed a little too old for me.
They got that young one in there with them too, though.
They do have a young there. It's really not. It's Steve Martin, I think, is great. Martin Short, I sometimes plays it too broad for me.
Gary, I get that, but nobody's better at playing it broad.
I don't know. TV's Jack Black.
You say TV's Jack Black?
I did. I was just trying to get a reaction out of you, though. I did. I don't actually think anything that I just said in that part.
He's a filmmaker.
I was just trying to leave a pothole.
He's not like that slumming Meryl Streep on Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, my God. Total slum.
You get to see her and Martin Short do kisses.
Oh. Whomst among them do you see nude?
So far, there's no dick or balls in that show or other parts, I think.
Okay. The lab.
You know how sometimes a show that will get respectable starts with a little nudity?
Yes.
But I don't think there's any in Only Murders. It's pretty PG.
It'd be very brave if they did. You know?
I think it would be brave for Steve like how Martin the kids to in the show hall? One nut.
I think so. Like the kids in the hall when they came back, they're all old men and they did Full Frontal immediately.
No one's seen that show.
It's great.
I know.
It's really good.
I know. It's so good. I haven't seen it.
It's really good. You should see it. It's really good.
I know I should. I'm not going to.
You did what I did with the old. You're like, oh, I don't want these old men. Same thing I did with Only Murders in the Building. I don't want these old men.
I don't want to watch
old, I get it.
Old men do sketch comedy.
I, you know,
what if one of them dies in the middle of it?
They didn't. Spoiler.
I get my Scott Thompson through Shoresy now.
Yeah. Well, Scott, as long as you're getting a little bit of Kids in the Hall.
Gary, you should watch Shoresy.
I bet you I would like Shoresy. I watched a clip that you posted of... I can't remember which one's the spinoff. It was a clip of people play. It was Letterkenny. It was the guys playing baseball.
Throwing the ball back and forth. The finger in the butthole.
Yeah, I watched that and I thought that was funny.
They're funny shows. Gary, I've talked too much to you about Shoresy at this point. You're never going to watch it. I need to move on with my life.
I might watch it. Me and Liv are watching Distant Lands. I watch one show at a time.
Gary, what if we picked a show and watched it together and we were show buddies?
And not a podcast. Just buddies.
I know, man. I know. It's hard to wrap your brain around. I know.
I'm having a hard time thinking about this.
What if we both just watched a TV show and then didn't turn it into content?
I don't have time for another show. So all of my antibodies are flaring up. Like my tattoos are welting up right now.
No, Gary, I'm not asking you to do another podcast with you. I'm saying, what if we both watched a TV show?
Like watched a TV show.
Yeah, and then we might talk about it as friends. And it might even come up on Guppy sometimes, but it wouldn't be the whole point of a new show. You'd have to get another fucking Fireside account for.
I feel like it would.
No, we don't have to. We could just pick a show and it could be a thing we do as friends. I promise you we could.
Would you move in?
No.
How do we have time to do it?
We just chat about it sometimes. We just G-chat sometimes. We're like, hey, did you see that episode of whatever?
Yeah. Could we record it, though?
No. God damn it.
Perhaps someday. What should people do if they like this show, Will?
Oh, man. I would be shocked. but they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and fund our lavish lifestyles.
When I Googled what day did Robin Williams kill himself, one of the other things people Googled was, where's Robin Williams' wife right now? It's like, it's a real weird thing to put into Google to me.
That is very weird. How about a rating and a review on Podcast Addict?
Phenomenal.
About this one from Capsule Master? I'm still not sure where I am. But this show is still excellent, and The Binding of Isaac is still too awful to look at. I don't want to brag, but I regularly have to see/deal with poop. If you try to eat my wife, I will have to unsubscribe. Very truly yours, The Capsule Master. That was a 5-star review that I assume is a sequel to a different review.
I didn't remember the eating wife part.
I feel like if we were trying to eat other people's wives... I was going to lie and say I'd remember, but no, I don't remember anything I say.
I wouldn't remember. Yeah, I don't remember anything I say on any show. That's part of why I like to record about TV shows and stuff I watch, because I don't have to remember it.
Yeah, you have you store your memory externally.
Yeah, it's actually pretty sick. it gives me more time to think about cool battles.
Gary, what was the last time you listened to a show you produced?
I listened to the episode of this that I did with Gwen.
Okay.
That you edited.
You didn't finish it.
Yes. But that is the last time. I didn't quit in disgust or anything. I just got distracted.
Yeah. You were like, where's my hat? Is my hat here?
Where are my shoes? I got a lot of thoughts.
It sounds like you don't. You have a lot of accessories.
I have a lot of socks. That's what I meant to say. No ghost.
No ghost.